Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the trap dog,
giving them all
dress
like a million bucks,
but
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Listen to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Tickling me this morning. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Filled with nothing but joy and hope about it, too. You know, it's a great thing to be able to wake up in the morning with peace in your heart and joy. Peace and joy is immeasurable. It has a value attached to it, and I have no idea what it is. It's invaluable. It is worth so much more than any amount of money you can make. Peace and joy. I have not always had that. I have not always been a peaceful person or a person who lived his life in a joyous spirit. It took an arrival at this moment. Some people arrive sooner than others. I wish I had arrived at this point sooner, but I think it was necessary for me to learn a few things too. That's the amazing thing I've learned about life, is that instead of reflecting on your past incidences and calling them failures, instead of focusing on the negative and calling them bad times, I look at them now as experiences. I had to have those experiences that were negative, that were good, positive, wrong, evil. I had to have all those experiences to become, to shape who we are today. We all have to have them. If you look back at all the negative experiences you've had, all the things that you called failures, all the businesses I started that went under, all of the jobs I had that I was fired from, all the shows that were canceled, all of the times I thought I was going to get something happening my way and turned out I didn't get it at all. When you look at all of it, hopefully along the way, what you have done as a person is you've taken those negatives and those failures and you've used them for what they actually are. They are experiences. And they've now created in you an experienced person. And, you know, that is worth something. That's then it becomes a positive. But what too many people do is they let the negative things that have happened in their life, they allow the failures that have happened in them lives never to manifest themselves as experiences. And you sit up there and you dwell on it and you dwell on it until you have this woe is me attitude. Stop looking at it like that, y'all. You go through things in order to become the person that you are today. I tell you who you sometimes have to sit down and talk to. Sometimes you ought to sit down to an inmate that really gets it. An inmate that says, man, I've actually heard inmates say it to me and write to me. And they've said things like, man, coming to prison saved my life. Now, those of you who have never got, how can he say a thing like that? But some men know, man, I was so far out there that if I'd have stayed out there, I wouldn't even be here today. This actually allowed me to stop, spend some time with myself and learn some things about me. Now, does that happen for everybody like that? No. But here's a person who was taking an experience that could be considered a failure or a negative and turning it into a positive and using it to enrich their lives. You can do it no matter what your set of circumstances is. I recommend to everybody that you try changing your outlook in order to change your outcome. Everything that happens to you that's negative or you consider a failure, they're experiences. You've got to go through these things in order to have the knowledge that you have today. So I wish that I had come to this arrival that I'm in now, this place of peace and joy. But then guess what? I would not know what I know. I could not share some of the things that I'm able to share if I had not gone through some of them. And sometimes that's the purpose of them, is to teach you a lesson. Because, you know, God has a plan for you. He really, really does. And eventually he can use you no matter how old you are. And he can use you no matter how young you are. If you just say, okay, I'm ready to hear your plan. I've tried mine. Mine ain't worked out. What's your plan for me, God? What do you want me to do? That's why I say every day, Steve Harvey got a radio show, y'all. Because, man, I ain't see it coming. I didn't see that coming. I ain't see this book coming. I ain't seen half of the amazing things that have happened to me. I didn't plan them. I was sitting there, man, asking God for some direction. And then I got smart enough to stay watchful, be a hard worker now, because faith without works is dead. And it came. And I'll remind you of this. God has given all of you a gift. Every last one of you listening has a gift. God has never created a soul that he did not provide a gift to. God gives everyone a gift. And a gift is not just singing, rapping, entertainment. The richer gifts are much more than that. Teachers are gifted people who really have the gift of sharing information. That's a gift. You know, and in that you can become great. You know, a lot of people think that successful and greatness is the same thing. Cornel West said it at my daughter's graduation. He was a spokesperson. He said something so pointed. He said, don't ever confuse success with greatness. The two have nothing to do with each other. See, people determine success about money and fame and all this here. But greatness, greatness ain't got nothing to do with your money. It ain't got nothing to do with your fame. It's how you conduct your life. It's how meaningful and significant you become in your community, at your church, on your job, to the Cub Scout unit that you run, to the little girls' lives that you change, that little center in the hood where you just one place of hope to so many people and they come back. And I used the example of Lou Dazzler, who passed away in L.A., who had the Boys and Girls Challengers Club out in L.A., and he wasn't a rich man at all. If you walk by him, you wouldn't even know who he was. But if you look at all the people who have gone on to become politicians, who have gone on to become CEOs, who have gone on to become athletes that have passed through this man's small building in the hood in L.A., he was great. Trust me, man, prayer changes things. I say it all the time. But when you see people become successful or great, there's somebody praying somewhere. May not even be them. Maybe it's their mama. You know, I think of Tiger Woods and all the greatness he's accomplished. You know, they always talk about his father and all this here. Somebody somewhere praying for Tiger Woods. I got Cash Money riding on that. Tiger Woods' mama is a praying woman or something. My mother was. She prayed me into this place because she used to call me all the time praying for you, boy. And prayer changes things. It really does. Try it today. It can change you. It has changed millions of people. Open up yourself to the greatness that's in you because God has given you a gift. Now, the fact that you ain't using it, who fault you think that is? I'm just telling you, you got one. And if you start praying about it, it'll manifest itself. And you can become one or two things, successful or great, or both. You can make the decision today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
I got news for you, everybody. He done did it again. You know who I'm talking about, him. Almighty, awesome God, on time God, never too late. God, have you waiting sometime? Yeah, he will. He gonna test your faith. You can believe that. But it's all in preparation for what you ask for. Everything you're going through, is God preparing you for what you asked for? You got to pass some tests to get it. Lord, don't I know it. But guess what? Gave us another day, a new day, only he could do it. He did it again. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Well,
yeah,
always interesting to dive off into your mind, Junior, first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I got one for you this morning. You know, okay. This is how you find out somebody really care about you. So, Uncle, let me ask you something. So, if I was taken hostage and they said, you got to pay $10 million to get me back,
what you
going to do,
Who you talking to?
The only person that has $10 million on the show.
Why would they call me?
Because, you why wouldn't they? You got $10 million. Could you give him $10 million for me to come back to you?
Wait. I'm not your wife. Why would they not call Quisha?
Wait a minute, Unc.
See, first call. Let me say something. First thing hostage person need to call is family.
Closest relative.
Now,
Now, when they call your wife, what does she say?
Oh, I'm not going to even ask her. I probably ain't coming back. But if it's you, if it's you, though.
What?
It's you.
Now, let me ask you something, Junior.
He got a phone call. Mr. Harvey, I have Junior. We need $10 million or you will never see him again. What do you say now, Unc?
Hello? Hello?
That's so wrong.
Hello?
Ms. Harvey, we have him. You have $10 million and you have an hour to get it to us or you'll never see Junior again. Mr.
An
Harvey.
An hour?
An hour?
$10 million in an hour. Hey, man, can I talk Junior?
Put him on the phone.
Can I talk Junior?
Unc, they got me. Unc, what's going on?
I know, Junior. Need... Listen, fake or crisis? I'm talking about
sickle cell crisis.
Yeah, you need a sickle cell crisis right now. Throw yourself in the water so they can give you some medical help.
Oh, Junior, I don't think we'll ever see you again.
You're not going to pay it for me. I'm for real. Mm-mmm. You're not going
to. Junior, it's $10 million, man. I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, Junior, I love you, man. But I'm just trying to figure out why they ain't call your wife, man. Why they ain't call Delbert Lee? I know some people's name. Quisha. Delbert Lee. You know, they got to make some calls from people about you in this world. Call your mama. You know, they need to call your nephew. Hey, man, your nephew can turn that car back in. We can start getting some money towards this. But your nephew turned that damn car back in. You just bought his ass.
All right.
And y'all, you know, sorry, get a mortgage Junior on that house and at least get it started. Stolen.
Sorry, Junior. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
It's been said all across this country and out this country. We're going to say it loud and proud in the middle of Black history. Don't let these white folk get your ass whooped. Mm. Okay?
Don't
people
do
say it down there at
please
the job. Get people the say it when they get home. Don't let these white folk get your ass whooped. I done told you now.
Warned.
You have been warned. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hey, I'm trying to reach Terrell.
Yeah, it's Terrell. Who this?
Hey, Terrell, this is Drake. Hey, you work the day shift, right?
Yeah, I work at the day shift. I'm actually at work right now. What's going on? You need
all right, I'm on the night shift with Deshaun and Jamal. I'm on the night shift with them.
I don't know them, but is there something I can help you with, man? I'm at work, brother. What's going on?
Yeah, we got a problem. So listen, us on the night shift, we hearing that you supposed to be telling everybody that we ain't doing something right. Listen, when we get a load in at the dock, we check that load in, we file it like we supposed to file it, and then we take the forklift and put everything where it's supposed to be. That's what we do.
What I gotta do with me, brother? I'm at work.
Because
right now.
They saying that we ain't doing our job right on the night shift.
Who is they? You got the wrong person, brother. Who is they? For one, tell me what they said. Who said?
You Terrell, right?
Yeah, it's Terrell, but who is they? And I ain't say nothing like that.
Okay, so but well, let me go and clear it up like this here though. Don't let them white folks help you get your ass whooped. Here?
Yeah, my ass. Who gonna whoop my brother?
Dog, I'm telling you right now, if we get one more complaint about they talking about the night shift ain't doing something right, I'm gonna tell you right now, we coming up there to the day shift and you gonna get your ass whooped. You're gonna let them white folks help you get your ass whooped, man.
What are you talking about, brother? For one, I ain't making any complaints. If you bring your black ass on down here, then you talking about whooping somebody. Come on down here. I'll put this forklift up your ass.
Hey, bro, you can do all this woofing you're doing right now. You can do all this woofing. What I'm letting you know is one more complaint go down about somebody saying something about the night shift, I'm coming up there personally.
Bro, bring your down here then, man. I ain't trying to hear all this bullshit. I'm at a work right now. You called me with this bullshit. I don't even know who you are. Talking about the night shift. Matter of fact, don't come down during the day shift. I'll wait for your to come to the night shift.
Well, you can do what you want to do.
I'll work a double and whoop your and work that double.
Whatever you got to do. It don't matter to me, Terrell. It don't matter to me. All I'm saying is,
you up there. You're going to start, you leave. Don't call me with this bullshit.
Why are you running your mouth to them white folks talking about we ain't doing our job on the night shift?
Nobody nothing. You better call somebody else and call me with this poor now.
So what? Why your voice getting high? Because you're lying.
Wait, thinking, oh, what the you talking about? Who called me with this
Hey, man.
You working tonight?
Okay. I'm working tonight. You forget.
I'm going to stay over. I'm going to work a double just to whoop your
Okay. Well, come get this double whooping then. Okay? Come get this double ass from me, because we already done found out you the person running your mouth to them white folks talking about the night shift. Night shift ain't do Night shift ain't put this way it was supposed to go. Night shift ain't checked this order in right. Night shift. You're blaming everything.
Why don't you stop up and people will stop saying you messed up? Stop up and people won't complain on the day shift. It sounds
messing up on the night shift. That's what I'm telling you, boy.
It sounds like you up. They probably need to fire your
Okay, cool.
Ignorant.
You know what? How long before you get off, man? How long before you get off?
I'm working a double. I'm getting paid to whoop your tonight. Come on in, boy.
All right, come on, boy. Let's say no more. So how your wife Cynthia doing?
What? How you know my wife, man?
How she doing?
How the f*** do you know my wife?
I'm asking you a question.
You really cruising for a bruising. You really cruising for a bruising. How the f*** you know my wife, man? Huh?
How you know my wife, huh? I'm finna tell you. You want to know how I know your wife?
How you know my wife?
Terrell, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife Cynthia got me to prank phone call you.
What? Steve Harvey Morning Show. What?
Terrell, slow down. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife Cynthia.
Ooh, Nephew Tommy, you almost got your ass whooped, boy. God, I was star 69 in the out this call. I was coming to whoop that boy. God, you damn near got me fired. The whole factory looking at me right now. God, I might have to kick your ass just for this if I get fired. Hey, this one Nephew Tommy. Yeah, from the Steve Harvey Show. God, yeah, Nephew Tommy, talk to him right now.
Hey, Terrell, do me a favor, man. You got to tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Oh, man, y'all got me.
We think that's the same question. Thing we thought yesterday.
Right.
What?
Happy Black History Month, huh?
Yep, but thank you. Shirley, have you ever said it?
I've thought it a lot.
Oh, man, please stop. Carla, have you said it?
I don't know if I've said that. I've thought it, though.
Unc, have you sold somebody? Don't let these white folk get your head whooped.
No, I've said that for at least 25 times.
You already know.
At least how many?
At least 25.
Just random number 25.
I know I said that at least 25 times.
Now, my parents, yes.
Oh, yeah. My daddy done said it at least 500 times. At least. Mm-hmm. To me.
To you?
To me.
Child, I don't get it.
What were you doing?
Being a boy.
Daddy, they said up at the school, hey, don't come in here telling me what they said. Don't let these white folk get your ass whooped now.
Exactly. Okay,
Tim, you come back to this house, tell me one more thing. They told your little stupid ass up at that school that I didn't tell you here at this house.
All right. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will be joined by the chairman of the Democratic National Convention to discuss what's in store for Black voters in this year's presidential election. It's important, of course, that we're prepared to vote this November. That's coming up at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to Ask the CLO. This is from Daquan in the Bronx. Daquan says, my girlfriend broke up with me because I wasn't complimenting her, but I complimented girls on Instagram. She doesn't know how to separate reality from fantasy. I am with her. I could never be with those other girls. Why is she tripping?
Bruh, bruh.
Stupid are you?
Yeah. She don't know how to separate fantasy from reality.
That's what he said.
Well, bruh, listen to me. The message you're sending to your girl that you got to understand is, you my reality, and here's my fantasy. That's the message you send. You don't understand the stupidity in that right there.
Yeah.
So now your reality, I ain't got no compliments for you.
Yeah.
But my fantasy, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bruh, okay, first of all, let me just tell you what I've learned. If she was doing the same thing you doing and said the same thing to you, how would you feel? Mm-hmm. I don't compliment you, but these men online, they my fantasy. Do you know how bruised your little ego would be?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need to know, bro. Apologize to your girl, man. Stop all that. Man, quit pressing the like button. Just like them and move on. What is you
not
triple
like
tapping
it.
And all this?
Compliment.
Right. You hitting that bubble and all this writing messages.
Yeah.
Hey, all right now.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Moving on to Tara in Memphis. Tara says, I did curbside pickup and saw my stepdad's truck at the restaurant. It was on my side of town, which is strange. I texted my mom and told her, and she said, unless I saw him having sex, don't tell her. Why did she snap at me? What did I do wrong?
Why did you call and tell your mama? Because she a grown woman. And see, you up in here starting some mess that might not be no mess. You got a fire going in her. Stay in your house, y'all. Stop starting fires in other people's house. Mom and daddy truck over here at the restaurant. Your daddy eat, don't he?
Yeah.
And it's on the other side of town. What, he can only eat at a certain area?
Apparently.
The truck was at a restaurant. Damn. You didn't see your daddy in there. Your daddy could have been in there with one of his partners.
Mm-hmm.
Your daddy could have just stopped to have a moment to himself. You don't know what it was.
But don't you love her mom, though? Unless you see him having sex,
don't call me.
She done heard this before then.
Man, come that's on, her what response. You all over here for?
That's your response.
Yeah.
all right, Tara.
Mind your business, Tara. All right, Raynell in Oakland says, my husband and I were introduced by our adult children. My son dated his daughter for 5 years. They broke up and can't stand each other now. They didn't even come to our wedding. How do we get them to accept our union and get along?
Well, they're not finna get along. That ain't what's gonna happen. And they introduced y'all. Now, how do they accept the union? You ain't got to. See, that blended family thing, man, you and the wife had to make a decision that if y'all right, y'all right. Don't let these ignorant ass kids of yours make a decision about it. They can't even stay together. Now they talking to you about your relationship. Don't even worry about that. What you tripping about them kids for? They not finna like each other because you don't know what they did to break up. They together 5 years. Let them go. Now how they ain't accepting your union and they introduced y'all. That's, you know, I guess y'all, we broke up. Y'all need to break up. That's ignorant right
there.
Why are you listening to somebody like that?
you're that mad you couldn't even go to the wedding? Wow.
That's terrible.
You know, because they didn't want to see each other there.
Your mother getting married, that's your what father. Yeah. Y'all didn't go.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Sit on the other side. Sit on their side. You know, they got
switch.
They got the sides that went. Just sit over there.
Right.
One of y'all sit to the far right and the other one sit to the far left. Have a pew full of people between y'all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. Last one, Steve. Tramel. She says, I'm in a relationship with a much younger man and we met when he was playing semi-pro ball. That's done now and he's being tight with his money. I like dating and hanging out with him, but am I supposed to pay for our dates till he finds employment?
No.
Key words.
But he tight with the money. Hell, he was tight with the money when he was playing semi-pro.
Semi. Key words. Semi-pro.
That's already tight.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, he ain't got that. Bro on a budget, man. Now, he could be a really good dude. But you ain't got to pay for the dates. Y'all need to stay home. Y'all need to cook at the house. barbecue in the backyard, go on grass cutting dates. Y'all got to find something to do. Go
what?
Out there and look.
Dates?
Grass cutting dates. You got to get, when you ain't got no money, you got to go out there and watch squirrels and, you know, you got to do stuff like that. Let's go down here and walk by the lake. You know, y'all got to do walks and y'all got to go bicycle romance. Riding. Yeah, y'all got to do stuff like that. Y'all ain't got no money. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all need to go. Y'all go to mall, go window shopping. Go down there, you know, go to the grocery store and walk around and eat the little stuff with the toothpicks in it at the end of each aisle.
Oh, like Costco. Uh-huh.
Yeah, go down there and get yourself some snacks, you know. You got to know how to date when you ain't got money, you know.
That's right.
You got to try to find and see if it's a Blockbuster somewhere.
Blockbuster. No, Netflix. You mean making a Netflix?
That ain't going to happen.
Hulu.
Well, you know, but it'll take a lot of time, though, by the time we'll go back to the house tired, time to go to bed. Because you ain't going to find
from looking for a Blockbuster. Exhausted.
Yeah, I thought, what the last one you seen, you know. You know, go down to the corner store, you know, and decide what pack of peanuts y'all going to buy. There's a lot of little stuff you could do, you know.
Wow. Just but what peanuts. About, like, when holidays and stuff come up, like Valentine's Day just came up, then what are they supposed to do?
Valentine's Day. Y'all celebrate Valentine's Day the day after when that candy had price. Yeah. Then them cards just had price. Y'all don't do Valentine's Day on the 14th. Y'all do it on 15th.
Oh, okay.
All that candy on sale, them cards, everything. They damn near get them cards away. You got to do all this here. You know how I know all this, because I waited. I waited till the day after. I'd have a big excuse like I was in a car accident on Valentine's
Day. Yeah, that's what I want to know. What'd you
and
say?
And then I show up the next day with all kind of candy. $4.
Half price.
Boxes.
Yeah. Some boxes.
Boy, I was a hell of a young boy. Boy, I knew how to do it all. That's why I got these answers. They just roll off my head. Mm-hmm. I done all this, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The 15th is way better than the 14th.
Wow. But her birthday's coming up. You can't change that date. What do you do then?
Oh, we just going to come up with a real birthday. Today is, especially pick a day like you have. Like if it's a Wednesday, probably squirrel watching Wednesday. Thursday, late right. walks.
Yeah. Coming up next, we'll talk about this year's presidential election and what's in store for black voters. You don't want to miss it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, everybody. We got a special guest this morning who formerly served as the first black chair of the South Carolina Democratic Party. Well, he's currently the chair of the Democratic National Convention, better known as the DNC. We had him on the show during the last presidential election back in 2020. He's joining us again this morning, everybody, to put a spotlight on the accomplishments of the Biden administration and to give us an overview of what's in store for black voters in this year's election. So we're going to get to it. Please welcome to the show, everybody, Mr. Jamie Harrison. Welcome, welcome.
Mr. Harrison. Good
morning. Yeah, how
thank
you doing,
Steve,
sir?
Thank you, Charlotte. I'm doing well. I hope everybody's good. I hope my homeboy, J. Anthony Brown, is doing all right.
Yeah, he doing all right. He ain't doing much of nothing. He over there. He quiet. He off right now. Don't worry about it. He a Sigma, so we let him off a lot. Hey, man, let me get right to this. Because I think this election is important, man. I know people they all over the place with this election, man. And we got to get everybody galvanized and headed in the right direction. So let's highlight some of the stuff that President Biden and Vice President Harris have delivered for Black Americans.
Yeah, Steve. Well, you know, first and foremost, it is making sure that we got a seat at the table. This president, Joe Biden, was the first president to put a Black woman on the Supreme Court, the first president to appoint a Black woman to be his vice president. That's the very first thing that he did. And then when you think about the judges, lifetime appointment, in the 248-year-old history of this country, only 98 Black women have ever been on the court. In Joe Biden's 3 years, he has put 35 Black women on the court. Out of the 170 judges that he's appointed, 60 of them have been Black. Now, y'all know we only represent 12 or 13% of the population. That's 35% of his judges have been Black. Lifetime appointments. Brothers and sisters in their 40s and in their 50s. They're going to be there for a long time. Woo-hoo. And so we are there. He's the first president to change the presidential primary process. You all know for all of my life, I'm 48, just turned 48. Iowa and New Hampshire have kicked this thing off. Well, Joe Biden came in and said, you know what, we're going to change this up. Instead of having Black folks at the back of the bus, we're going to move them to the front of the bus. And then he put South Carolina first. So the progeny of those folks who picked cotton are now picking president. And they're the first ones to do that. So we're changing the conversation. Now, that's just on the politics side. When we think of the legislative substance, we all can start from when he inherited this thing, whether he came in and passed the American Rescue Plan, put shots in people's arms, put money back in people's pockets. Everybody remembers that $300 extra every month we had for our young people, which cut childhood poverty in the Black community by half. We remember that under Donald Trump, when the PPP loans went out, they went to the Lakers instead of to the Black barbers and the Black beauty salons. Well, it was Joe Biden and the Congressional Black Caucus that made sure that Black businesses could stay open. And so that PPP money started flowing into our communities. We have seen the biggest boom in Black businesses created over the last 30 years. We've seen the lowest unemployment rate in the Black community ever in the history of this country. We know student loan debt, for those of us who have student loans, there has been no president, I don't care who they were, Democrat or Republican, ever touched the issue of student loans until Joe Biden. $137 billion for almost 4 million people. And every 2 months, another 75,000 new people get some student loan debt relief. That's because of Joe Biden. The reduced cost for insulin in this country. We talked about how insulin, you know, in the Black community, either you're diabetic, you're pre-diabetic, or you know somebody with diabetes. And everybody's paying, you know, hundreds of dollars a month for insulin costs. Well, now that's $35 a month. That only happened because 81 million of us went to the polls, voted for somebody, and passed legislation to get it done. That's because of Joe Biden. So even when Republicans stood in the way, they stood in the way on student loans, they stood in the way of George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, Joe Biden has tried to use his executive authority in order to make change, to improve the quality of life of people in our community. Ripping up lead pipes, putting in broadband into our rural communities, rebuilding the roads and bridges that have been falling apart for decades. Donald Trump talked about a infrastructure week every week and never filled a damn pothole. But Joe Biden had it done in his first year. So, folks, just understand that you got a president who actually wakes up every single day thinking about how can I make this country better for all of America's people, not just the rich donors who give me contributions, but all of America's people. And that's who Joe Biden is. He's a good man. He's a decent man. He and Kamala Harris make an amazing team. I've seen them firsthand. Heck, I would not be the chair of the DNC, the second Black man, the third Black person to hold this role, but for Joe Biden. And so it's just important for folks to step back, and understand that this election is going to be about hope versus fear. It's about progress versus chaos. We see the chaos from the Republicans. We see the chaos from Donald Trump. We know that it is only a campaign of retribution. Donald Trump's only agenda is to pay people back for the things that he believes that they've done to him. Joe Biden's mission isn't about himself. It's about the American people, and particularly the black folks who've helped him get into this position. And he's shown not through his words, but through his actions, that he sees us, that he values us, and that he's fighting for us. And I believe he needs to get the opportunity to finish the job.
Yeah. You know, sir, when we come back, we're going to talk about that, because I want to cover a couple of things. And how do we better get this message out of the accomplishments of this administration? Because we're battling it the wrong way. We are letting these Republicans pimp us with information that's totally irrelevant to what's relevant to us. And we got to do a better job of getting this information out there. We're going to talk about that when we come back. More on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, we're back. We only got a short break, but I'm gonna give the, this guy's really informative. We've got the first black chair of the South Carolina Democratic Party, the former one, but he's now the chair of the DNC, and we've got him on the phone. And today, I have learned a plethora of information that I did not know, and I just want to talk to you about that, Mr. Harrison. How do we get this message that you so eloquently put forth in the first break? How do we do a better job of getting this information out? Because
Steve, you're right. And, you know, my big frustration is that, you know, you go to the media, and I try to get on TV interviews, but they don't want me. They want some folks on there who can talk about some mess. And then when you get on, they want to talk about what kind of shoes Joe Biden is wearing. You want to talk about his age and this and that. You know, there's something that Jim Clyburn told me very early on as a young staff. He said, Jamie, you know, I know we need to get young people involved, but let me ask you a question. Would you rather an old Thurgood Marshall or a young Clarence Thomas? He said, Jamie, in the end, it is not about your age. It's about your values. It's about what you will fight for, who you will fight for, and what you are motivated by. That's what we know in terms of Joe Biden. We know what he's fighting for. We know who he's motivated by. We know who he will do things for, because we've seen him. And so we are the biggest mouthpieces. You know, it's great for me to be on TV, but you know who has more credibility than me? It's your mama, your daddy, your uncle, your aunt, right? It's the people in our circles. We can influence them. So it's important for us. I'm going to make sure that you all have all the information. You're going to get so much mail and email and text messages and all the things about all the things that this president has done. But I need all of you to make sure that you are sharing that message. When you get student loan relief, I've heard people got hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loan relief. Make sure you're telling your friends that. Make sure you're telling your family members that. And make sure that they know it is because of Joe Biden that now your financial life is changing because of that. You know, Donald Trump's not going to give you any student loan relief. Actually, the Republicans want to take back the relief that people have gotten.
That's
so
right.
We got to understand where we are and understand that the power is not in somebody else. It's not in the president and all that. The power is in us. The reason why Joe Biden's been able to do that is because 81 million of us, never in the history of this country, have 81 million gone to the polls to vote for a president and vice president. Well, we did that in 2020, folks. And if you want to see more change, if you want more to happen, then take your power. Don't give it away. Don't just say, well, I'm going to stay at home or this and that and sit on my couch. This ain't about couch. You got to be just as relentless as the Republicans are to take away your freedom. You got to be as relentless to protect your freedom.
Next time, we're going to talk about the dangers of electing this
food.
Mr. Jamie Harrison, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you all. Thank you, everybody. Yes, y'all take
thank
care of yourself.
You.
Right. I'll see you next month.
Okay. For sure. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So Sunday night, the People's Choice Awards celebrated the best in TV, film, music, and pop culture. This award show is special because the people decide who wins. This year, Chris Rock, congratulations to Chris, won Comedy Act of the Year for his comedy special, Selective Outrage. Very good. I love that special.
Really
good. Beyonce also won R&B Artist of the Year. Okay. Congratulations. Ice Spice won new... Huh?
We just said okay. We're just agreeing.
Ice Spice won New Artist of the Year. Barbie won Movie of the Year and Comedy Movie of the Year. And Taylor Swift
won Female. Barbie won Movie of the Year and Comedy Movie of the Year?
Uh-huh, according to the people.
Barbie.
Yeah, Barbie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have on pink today.
We got to go see it.
And you have on pink today. Look at that.
We got to go see it.
I love that movie. That movie got people back in the theaters. That movie made a lot of money, though, when you think about it. Got people in the theaters.
What the Color Purple win, Shirley?
Well, it's on TV now, so watch it and see if you'd like it. I loved Color Purple.
Me too.
Loved it.
Went to the movies to see that. That was good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's very good. Taylor Swift won Female Artist of the Year, Social Celebrity of the Year, and Pop Artist of the Year. This is definitely her year. And Travis Kelce, her man, won Athlete of the Year. So there you go. What? People's Choice. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
The NFL didn't vote him MVP. He won Athlete of the Year. What are we?
This is the people.
This is the people. What the people say.
But see, that's just because he dating Taylor. He wasn't Athlete of the Year. He cold boy. I like him.
Yeah.
Athlete of the Year.
But Lamar Jackson won MVP.
Lamar Jackson won MVP.
Yeah, he the athlete.
The damn players know.
Y'all mad at who the people?
Tell the people. They voted for Travis Kelce.
How many people's is it?
We got to congratulate Beyonce for covering the March-April issue of Essence magazine with the headline, mm-hmm. Beyonce Knowles Carter and the Legacy of Black Hair and Her Latest Venture. In her feature article, Beyonce talks about her hair care line, Sacred. Yeah, so congratulations to her and Sacred. Can't wait for that.
Very exciting.
Can't wait for it. Yeah.
I like the
Why
cover
are you
too.
Looking like, Steve, now back to Travis Kelce, athlete of the year. You're still milling that over.
I'm just stunned. How's he athlete of the year?
Yeah.
And he's probably young people that voted.
They love them together.
Don't forget, he invented the fade, too. I can't bring that up, Junior.
Now he did admit. He said, hold on.
He cleaned that up.
Yeah, man,
y'all, come on now. That ain't his fault. It ain't his fault he athlete of the year either. I ain't mad at him. But the public, though.
The people.
They love him.
Hell, Tiger Woods' boy, Charlie Woods, I'd have voted him athlete of the year before I voted for Travis Kelce. That little boy playing his ass off.
He's killing.
Charlie.
Yeah, man.
Like his daddy.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm sure Chris was happy.
Taylor Swift going to perform at the Super Bowl next year. That's my prediction.
You keep saying that. Well, I mean, the people love her.
It just makes sense. If you want some numbers and viewership, put that girl on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Them Swifties ain't playing, man. Put that girl on that show.
I've never seen her perform.
I have. I saw the Eras Tour concert because I had to see what it was all about.
I want to see what it's all about.
I know she redid her Earth, Wind, and Fire September.
What you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you think about that, huh?
So I'm more like
Juvember. I'll play you a little bit of it if you want to.
Well, the people love her.
Yeah, what the people say?
The people said she's a Female Artist of the Year. They said she's a Social Celebrity of the Year. And she's Pop Artist of the Year. That's what the people say. And they say her man is Athlete of the Year.
Okay. Go on, Taylor. I like Taylor.
I ain't mad at her. All right, coming up next.
It is the nephew.
No damn athlete.
Not with LeBron James' phone call. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it is my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he had 9 missed calls from his coworker. Okay? He had 9 missed calls from his coworker. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
This goes out to all the hairstylists out there. All the hairstylists, the barbers, everybody with booth rental, everybody in the hair salon, the barber shop. If you can't talk straight at the barbershop, where can you talk straight? This right here is Auntie Deborah K. Auntie Deborah K. Lord, dang. Here we go, cat dog. Y'all better buckle up on this. Auntie Deborah K.
Hello?
May I speak to
this?
Let me tell you something to you. My name is Wayne. You did my auntie's hair yesterday, and now I don't know what you did. I don't know what kind of glue you'd use with weaves or whatever, but my auntie had and fell out in church today.
I don't even use glue, so I don't even know why you coming at me on the side tip anyway about your auntie.
My auntie.
Who the is your auntie?
My auntie is Deborah, and I have fell out.
I don't know no Deborah. I don't do no Deborah hair. You talking about I use glue? I don't use glue. I've been sewing hair since 1982. You coming at me with some glue? I don't do no glue.
Hold, who you think you tripping with? Look, let me tell you.
You coming at me on some side I'm doing some Deborah. I don't even know the Deborah.
Look, let me say this to you. All I'm saying is...
You got to say, what the you got to say, because I'm serious about my hair weave. You coming at me with some glue. It's too hot for some glue. That be that melting on the side of your head.
Well, that's what happened, and I fell off in service, and all the church members is sitting there laughing at her.
Well, she shouldn't have been... Maybe she trying to get the devil out of her, because she ain't got no business shouting that... I'm hard anyway, but I don't with no glue.
You ain't finna sit here and talk about my auntie and her Jesus. Don't you talk about how she shot.
Auntie, I don't even know this lady. I don't even know that. You talking about glue? I don't do glue.
They call her Miss Deborah.
I don't know no Miss Deborah.
She just got her hair done from you yesterday. How you gonna sit here and act like you ain't cut it yesterday?
I didn't cut it. You just said glue. Tell Deborah to tell me that. Tell her to be a real woman and call me and tell me the mistake I done made. Because I don't remember no Deborah and I ain't used no glue.
I'm finna tell everybody in Atlanta, Georgia not to come to your house.
Wait a minute. You wait 1 minute. That's my livelihood you with. Now I don't need you. Who the is this? Who are you?
My name is Wayne.
Well, I don't know no Wayne. Look here, Wayne.
I know you don't know Wayne, but you know.
I'm gonna tell you, I got a brother named Big J and Leroy. Bring your Wayne. Bring your Wayne.
Look, let me tell you something. I don't want no problem, but I will throw these hands if I got to.
What? Big J, I'm gonna throw them hands on. Look here. I ain't got time to tell your auntie whoever made the mistake, it wasn't me. Now, look, you done got me out here on Good Sunday. I just came from church. It's hot as hell. And you telling me about some glue? You ain't got to do today, do you? You ain't got nothing to do.
I got to find out why my auntie half falling out in church.
Well, it ain't me. So call somebody else in Atlanta. Because, hey, I'm the been the since 82.
But you must not be in right now. You got people half falling out in church and glue falling all off on the pews.
Don't say your auntie probably glued her own in. That's probably why it fell out. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm the hottest stylist in Atlanta. So I don't know who no that, but she ain't nobody. If I ain't do a hair. I don't fix up hair. You can call any and everybody in Atlanta. They'll tell you the same thing.
Look, all I'm saying is, you done messed up my auntie hair. I want to get it rectified. I need you, first of all, to call and apologize to her.
Apologize? Have you done low show? You've been drinking on some Jesus juice with your auntie. That's why her hair fell out. You and Michael Jackson and your auntie Deborah Cece or whatever her name is.
Look, let me tell you. First of all, you're going to respect my auntie.
Okay, whatever you say her name is, I put up.
I want you to redo my auntie hair for free and give her money back from the first time she paid you.
I don't know who this, hold on. I don't know who this, I don't know who you are.
I'm Wayne.
Why are you coming? Wayne, look here, Wayne. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to hang up in your face.
No, hold up. I'm Deborah's nephew, Wayne. Nah, my auntie 52 years old. Now, if you ain't going to respect your elders, how you expect to be blessed? You say you just went to church this morning.
See, that's the problem. You calling me on Sunday with some got me cussing like this. See, now I got to go back inside and have a conference with my pastor behind some
I got one more thing I need to say to you before I get off the phone.
Well, say what the you got to say, because you wasting my minutes.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked from your girlfriend.
Oh, Lord. I'm about to have my brothers come whoop your That got me. That got me. Nephew Tommy.
What's up, man? Your girl told me, she said, trust me, going off the first 12 seconds.
hell she know? She know what it is, nephew Tammy.
Hey, baby, let me ask you. You don't do no glue?
No, I don't no glue. I can tell you, I don't with no glue. It's
too hot for glue.
Too hot for the glue.
All right, baby. Ain't nobody half fell out of church tonight. You still, they say you the bomb down there, so I just wanted to call and make sure I prank my girl. She the one.
Oh, I'm going to up on sight. On sight.
All right, baby, answer one thing for me. What is the baddest? I mean the baddest radio show in the world.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And there you have it.
Okay. Play too much.
Yeah, my brother and them come to check you out, partner. Who you think you talking to?
Okay.
Oh, they get so hyped. They get so into the
you
moment.
You take them there. That's
yes.
Fault.
Yes, I love it. I'm going to take you there this weekend. It's Greensboro. I'm at the Comedy Zone. The nephew is at the Comedy Zone. Greensboro, North Carolina. Friday night sold out. Saturday night sold out. 4 o'clock show on Sunday sold out. Tommy added a 7:30 show on Sunday. Tickets on sale right now. Get you some. Get some laughter into your soul, because laughter is good for the soul. Come on out. See what the nephew talking about. Come hear about this journey that the nephew has been on. Ooh, won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Won't he will.
Straight out of cancer. That's right. 100% cancer-free. Come holler at your boy. Land in the cut is Raleigh, North Carolina. That's Charlie Goodnight is what that is. Raleigh, North Carolina. That's Charlie Goodnight. Going to be there on Friday, March 1st and 2nd on Saturday. Charlie Goodnight. You want to get your ticket, come on out and hang out with your boy. Thank you. The land in the cut is Richmond, Virginia. Richmond, Virginia, that would be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That is the Funny Bone in Richmond, Virginia. Tickets are going well in Richmond, Virginia, so y'all get ready. Been a while since I've been there. The nephew is on his way back, boy. Stupid and ignorant as all get out. Land in the cut, Montgomery, Alabama. Yep. Get ready. Put your black cap on. We're going to throw them in the air all together at one time. Montgomery, Alabama, at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. That would be me. It would be J.J. Williams from Celebrity the Entertainer and Earthquake in the building Saturday night. Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Wow, yeah, you're all
that's
over
enough for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got more later on, but that's enough right now. Yeah. That's enough.
North Carolina.
Somewhere in there, my wife has me taking her and the children somewhere for spring break. And then, they'll tell me to go and get on a plane early and go back to work as they stay and have a good time in the fun and sun. That's how they do me.
That's our job, sir.
Start out with you.
They tell you to go back home early.
Provide moments for our family.
Yes. It's a good thing.
That's our job.
Yes.
Tell me to go home early.
You can fly with us. We'll fly back by ourselves. We got it. Thank you.
We just need you to get us there.
And put your card down.
Then bye-bye.
Your work here is done.
Yeah.
I love y'all, though.
Funny time.
All right, coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he had 9 missed calls from his coworker. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he had 9 missed calls from his coworker. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together for 8 years and married for 3 years. In the beginning, I told him that I had a problem with all of his female friends. He said he would cut them off, all off for me. He's a hairstylist and barber, and his best lady friend, as he calls her, is in the same salon with him. My husband and I are 39 years old, and his best lady friend, Tammy, is 30. I've always wondered how he and Tammy's friendship has lasted for 6 years. I told him as his wife, I should be his best lady friend, but he is stuck on stupid. He said Tammy is an airhead, and he is like a big brother to her. Since I've known her, she has never been in a relationship, so I think my husband is fulfilling that role. When I go to the salon, Tammy isn't there, and my husband said it's always a coincidence. I did pop up one day, and another barber announced, "Wow, look who showed up, y'all." And my husband came from the back. My husband thinks I'm making up stories in my head, but something isn't right. The other night, I was in the shower, and my husband was on the treadmill with his headphones on. It was almost midnight, and I could hear his phone vibrating from the top dresser drawer. When I got to his phone, Tammy had called him 9 times back to back. I didn't check her text message because I did not want to start World War III. He had no explanation for why she called 9 times, and he didn't call her back. The salon wasn't on fire, and if it was, she should have called the fire department, not my husband. Should I go pay Tammy a visit at the salon and see what's up? No, you don't have to do that. I mean, you know there's something going on. I mean, you feel it in your gut. Too much strange stuff is happening. You feel it. Like when she knows you're coming to the salon, she's coincidentally out of the salon. She's calling your man multiple times late at night, and you're right. He should not be calling her his best lady friend. That esteemed honor should go to you and only you, his wife. Yeah, she's wrong for calling him 9 times. Come on. What could be that important that she's got to call another woman's husband 9 times back to back? He's wrong for trying to gaslight you, saying you're making up stories in your head, but you still don't need to pay her a visit. You're not married to her. You need to take it up with your husband. Of course, he will continue to deny that anything's going on. And you did talk to him about all of his female friends before the marriage. And he said he would cut them off, all of them, for you. But somehow this last one has been lingering for 6 years. What's so special about her? That's what you need to find out. Your instincts are telling you there's something there, and you never know. Something could be there. So try to find out if you can. Talk to your husband. Steve, I see you holding your forehead.
Somebody
that is my response.
Family Feud yesterday had a question for me. They said, Steve, why doing the Strawberry Letter are you always defending these men? And I told the lady at Family Feud, it is because Shirley is hell-bent every damn time on ending a damn marriage. I don't care what the circle. I told them, and I'm saying it on the air. All I'm trying to do is offer a balance of someone to think about it. Look, we all know when something sounds shaky. We all know when something sounds wrong. I am the first person to tell a woman that God gave women intuition, you should use it. I've said it 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
But damn, Shirley writes these men off every chance.
I did not.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you on this letter right here.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you when it's shaky, and I will tell you when there's a possibility.
Okay.
You're dating a man, y'all been married 3 years, you told him you had a problem with his female friends, he said he cut them all off. Now, he's a hairstylist and barber. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, red flag. Hairstylist and a barber.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These are pronouns. Hairstylist is a pronoun, and barber is a pronoun. Hairstylist and barber, two different pronouns.
I think that you know that. So.
Yeah, you decide what you want to do with this. I'm just putting out some information.
Mm-hmm.
His best lady friend that he called is the same salon. My husband now 39. His best lady friend, Tammy's 30. She fine. I've always wondered how he and Tammy's friendship has lasted for 6 years. I told him as his wife, I should be his best lady friend. And I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm. But you say he's stuck on stupid. Well, then, if you're going to let him keep calling her the best lady friend, he ain't the only one stuck on stupid. You stupid, too. Okay? Let's just call it like it is. He said Tammy is an airhead and he's like a big brother to her. That could possibly be true. Tammy could be an airhead. But Lord, 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 I have seen some fine airheads.
Yeah. Come on here, boy.
Some fine airheads.
Yes.
I'm talking about dumb as a doughnut, but
yes,
Lord God Almighty, fine. And since I've known her, she's never been in a relationship, so I think my husband is fulfilling that role. Now, this fine woman that's an airhead ain't been in a relationship in 6 years.
Hang on.
You think your husband is filling that role? That has possibilities.
Just hang on for a second. Part two of Steve's response is coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he had 9 missed calls from his coworker. We'll talk about that, get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is he had 9 missed calls from his coworker.
Well, here I am, and as I promised you in this letter, I try to offer some counter for Shirley's answer because she is in the kill it business. Shirley, every man come along in these strawberry letters. She got the road, she got that sword out, and she letting them have it. I'm going to call her hangman.
As I should.
She the executioner. And I try to offer a balance, but I will tell you when there's a possibility. This woman has been married 3 years. Her husband had a lot of lady friends, and he said he cut them all off for her. Said, but he kept this one, little Tammy. She 30, they 39. Tammy fine, I think. Didn't say it in the letter, but she fine, though.
Yeah.
And but Tammy's an airhead. And she's wondered how Tammy's friendship has lasted this long, and she told him as his wife, I should be your best lady friend, and you're right about that, you should, but he's stuck on stupid. He keep calling her that, and you stupid, too, for a lie. I done told y'all about these friends. I done told you about these opposite sex best friends. I done told y'all that they gonna always create a problem, and here we go again. I don't see how y'all don't see this. All right. He said Tammy's an airhead, and he's like a big brother to her. She probably is an airhead, but Lord have mercy.
Come on here.
Stop that.
How many fine airheads have I seen in my lifetime?
Yes,
Lord have mercy. You ever seen a woman fine, then she open her mouth and start talking? You go, damn, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're dumb as a doughnut. Anyway, since I've known her, she's never been in a relationship, so I think my husband is fulfilling that role. Now, that has possibilities. A fine airhead that ain't been in a relationship in 6 years, somebody got to push up on her. Somebody somehow. But you think it's your husband. Well, let's find out. Let me see. Where did I stop it? Oh, so I think my husband's filling that role. When I go to the salon, Tammy isn't there, and my husband said it's always a coincidence. Well, do you always tell him you coming? And then if they got a relationship, why she got to leave? They've obviously hid it. for 6 years. So why she got to leave the salon? She can go over there and do somebody's head or something, you know? I mean, hair. Hair. It sound better. She's probably doing somebody's hair over there. Anyway. I did pop up one day and another barber announced, wow, look who showed up, y'all, and my husband came from the back. That's a good move. Wow. Mm-hmm. Look who showed up, y'all.
Yes. Louder.
And then your husband came out the back. Hey. I don't know what was going on. My husband thinks I'm making up stories in my head, but something isn't right. The other night I was in the shower and my husband was on the treadmill with his headphones on. It was almost midnight and I could hear his phone vibrating from the top dresser drawer. Dun, 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 dun. When I got to his phone, Tammy had called him 9 times. Back to back to back to back to back.
Not the airhead.
Back, the back, air back, head, back, yeah. back. I didn't check her text message because I didn't want to start World War III. Well, at Carla Pharrell's house, it would have been World War III that easy.
Oh, easily.
It would have been the United Nations blow up.
NATO would have been on the phone.
Yeah. It would have been on it. Yeah, it would have been hell up in here. Now, me, I'd have had an answer for them 9 calls. He had no explanation of why she called 9 times, and he didn't call her back. Excellent move. Did not call her back. I'm thinking butt dial. I'm going to go with butt dial. It happens all the time. Butt dial, back to back. Who do that, baby? Probably right. Butt dial. Mm-hmm. The salon wasn't on fire, and if it was, she'd have called the fire department, not my husband. Should I go pay Tammy a visit at the salon and see what's up? Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. Either you want to start World War III or you don't.
One of the two. Make up your mind.
But really, you lady, you're not handling this the right way to me. The only thing I agree with Shirley in this whole response was, what you going up there to talk to Tammy for? You scared that you don't want to check your husband's messages because you don't want to start. What, you scared of? Who you scared of? Mm-hmm. Tammy didn't say no vows to you. He did. Now listen to me. Women always want to ask this question. Why do men cheat? Now you want the answer? Because there are so many women out there willing to cheat with them. That's the real answer. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do it if we didn't have so many willing participants. Because it's a shortage of women. Men know that. There's more women on this world than it is men.
Sure. Mm. 10 to 1.
So now, mm-hmm. you got a decision you got to make. When, all I need to know is when is World War III starting? Because it's going to have to pop off. Mm-hmm.
Leave your
only
comments.
The only way to have peace sometimes is you got to have a war.
On today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Well, you know, Shirley, the backlash has already started from the NBA All-Star Weekend. They did not like the game on Sunday. Oh, my gosh.
Told you.
211 to 186. They said next year they're going to try to make it more competitive. But I don't know how they're going to do that because it's the players. They playing. 211 to 186, highest scoring All-Star game ever.
Well, the players.
They playing, but they ain't playing defense.
They ain't doing nothing. What could we do to make it a more competitive game, Uncle? How are we looking?
The players have to play D. You have to look, man. It used to be a cold game to watch, man. East against the West. It was competitive. They was trying to win. Yeah. Now, man, it just not. But it's up to the players. You know, they make millions of dollars, and fans want to see the greatest pickup game on earth, and that's right. Not what they're seeing. So,
they need to play kickball, you know, or something. You know, something different. Just
kickball.
Kickball, cornhole, just do something different, man.
That's for real. I mean, but if that's at. What they're going to do, they might as well, because you see what didn't happen to the Pro Bowl in football. They played flag football
now.
Nothing.
Yeah.
They got a skills test. You know, you just be going, whatever. They had a long drive test, a long drive championship at the Pro Bowl. Who wants to see a football player hit a golf ball?
Really? Man, I didn't know that. Yeah.
He said, who wants That's to see a football crazy. Player? Yeah.
Look, it's crazy, man. Yeah. And, if they're not going to play the game, then don't play the game. Mm-hmm. You know, the baseball players, they have all-star game, you know, but don't. Yeah. Don't play the game. You know, I understand they don't want to get hurt.
Hurt, yeah.
But they play that hard in summer leagues and games when they playing at the pickup. It's just a horrible thing to watch, man. I didn't watch it because I've been watching this for years take this turn. Kobe said before he passed, they got to change this.
Yeah. You don't want to waste your Saturday and Sunday watching this type of stuff. You don't want flag football. The best built people on earth is playing flag football.
But the dunk contest. I mean, all these cats with all these dunks, they be trying to do all this hollering after they dunk. Get in the dunk contest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jaylen Brown, he put the glove on the left hand dunk with his left hand.
What was that about?
You 6'8" and you a pro.
He's like a Michael Jackson throwback? What was that?
I'm seeing the kids.
Show that he could dunk with his left hand. That ain't
fun. So y'all... So the players that decide to get in the dunk contest, you didn't like the way he dunked. So, but he participating. He showed up.
Yeah, you got to give him credit for that.
Okay, so Steve,
how would you change it? Well, I can go down now. I'll throw that ball up against that backboard so damn hard.
Well, let's get competitive.
Junior. All right, we hear you guys. Coming up at the top of the hour, a husband needs some advice, Steve, on dealing with his closed-minded wife who won't go vote. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
All right, Steve, this is from Aunt in Pensacola. Aunt says, my wife is a registered voter and U.S. citizen, but she's from another country. She laughs at our government in the U.S. and said we shouldn't be taken seriously after Trump was allowed to be president. She won't vote, and she says she doesn't care who wins, but then she complains about how bad her pay is. She supervises cafeteria workers, and most of them said they aren't voting in November. I have told her that she is in a leadership role, and she needs to encourage her team to vote. We argue about this all the time. If her mindset doesn't change, I can't see our marriage lasting. How do I convince a small-minded person to think big and do better? Wow.
Damn, they're finna break up.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's the food.
Wow. Wow.
That's something, isn't it?
I don't.
Yeah.
This is a deal breaker for you. So this is a big question. I don't want to misguide you or anything. But you just got to sit it down and just say, hey, look, you got to do it without arguing. Got to sit down and say, hey, listen, this is really important to me. I need your help.
I know how you feel about it and everything, and I got how you are. But would you just help me out? I want you to vote. Go with me. I want you to help me. But I also would like for you to just encourage your workers and show some type of leadership, bro. And just talk to a real calm like that, bro. You got to do that. But don't let this end your marriage. You know, she wanted to be a citizen just so she could escape wherever she was from. And, you know, but you come over here to enjoy the benefits. And,
yeah.
This country's a kind of a hypocritical nation. So you can come over here and enjoy the benefits if you want to, but you also got to deal with what we are and what we try to prevent ourselves from being. Uh-huh. A Donald Trump presidency, man, it's going to be rough for black people. And black people don't know, because all this man wants to get elected for is one reason: for himself. He going to fix it for his little rich buddies, but he really just trying to stay out of jail. And he's used everything imaginable to stay out of jail. He done lied about the election being rigged. He done lied about this. He in a lot of trouble. But you can't convict a sitting president. And he's gotten the entire Republican Party behind him. And we just got to stop this. So he can at least, I'm going to vote just so he can just go on and see what's supposed to happen to him. Because I already know what he is for us. It's just not good. I don't know how you think he is. I don't know how you think he good for black people. I don't know how y'all think. I don't know how you think he good. Well, I know how I think. Look, the Republicans are going to vote for him because they just like him. And it's an amazing thing, man, that there's so many walking amongst us that love this man and feel that he's right. So, what you got, Thomas?
We need to go in this cafeteria and talk to these people that are talking about like, they're not going to vote. That's what we need to be talking
about. Yeah.
I mean, his wife like that across the country.
Yeah. Well, she wants to ridicule, and then you don't want to be a part of the solution and the process to help make the change. But you want
to. That's stupid. You don't like your pay.
Yeah.
But you want to do anything to change that.
Damn. Yeah. That ain't the real problem I see in this whole thing. It's the food. He can't bring them cafeteria potatoes back home every day. You can't do that. You can't make this in here. He tired of eating it. Now he's got down to voting. Now he really want to go, huh?
All right, little J. Anthony.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so are you going to try and help Aunt talk to his wife?
I'm just telling him what he had to do. He had to do it calmly. He had to go in there and sit her down and explain to her how important it is to her. And if you love me, I need you. I need your support. You know? But you got it. You got to get these people out to the polls to vote, man.
Yeah.
Y'all, I'm telling y'all.
Do your part.
We're going to mess around and be asleep at the wheel. You know, look, nobody feels like this again, but we got to do our duty, our job. Yeah. It's too many people died for us to have the right to vote, for us to sit up in here, man, and not exercise our duty. We got an obligation, man, to our children, our grandchildren. We got an obligation to our ancestors. Stop this damn foolishness.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Billboard researched players in the NFL and the NHL to see what they listen to while they work out, and their playlists vary just diverse, all kinds of music from hip-hop to country music. So here's a question to you guys. What do you listen to while you're working out? Tommy, we know you like to run. What do you listen to? What's on your playlist?
It varies. Steve? It varies. Mm-hmm. I could run and do a whole Kirk Franklin album.
Mm-hmm. Gospel.
Then I could be the next week. I could turn around and be listening to Eminem. I'd be mad when I get through an Eminem 3 Mile. I'd be fired up.
The real Slim Shady, please stand up.
You be running. Yourself. You run different than Eminem, buddy.
Uh-huh. What about you, Junior?
Oh, it's hip hop all day long. I start. No, that ain't no R&B when you working out.
That's R&B.
No. No, it's Jeezy. I put this Jeezy on.
Oh,
I put
Jeezy
on. I'm in there. Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, any of that. Motivate her.
But no Jodeci.
No. Jodeci for the late night. That's it.
Steve?
I only listen to gospel music when I'm working. Only. only. That's all I listen to.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Because a lot of times when I'm picking his weight up, I be calling him anyway.
Because
so.
You need his help at the very moment.
Yeah, I ran the DMX. I was screaming at everybody on the track. Get out of the way! You see me coming? Move!
Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather reveal your address publicly, or would you rather reveal your list of medications publicly?
My address publicly?
Yeah, your address. Would you rather reveal your address publicly or your medication?
No, these
Which
medications. One?
Oh, you come see all this dope I got on my nightstand. Oh, give a damn.
Yeah, these medications. Yeah.
What you say, Tommy? Mm-hmm. Happy to be alive to take it.
Man, you come see all this I'm taking.
Junior, you too?
Oh, medication. I'm telling you going to see all of this. Yeah. Yeah. Everything that go with sickle cell, I got it.
Steve,
it
your
don't
address?
Matter to me. They know where I stay any damn way. No!
Uncle, I seen your house on Instagram before, Uncle.
I'm sick of these.
I seen your house.
That's funny.
I All got right. drones that go up to knock other drones out there.
Wow. All right, you guys love to fish. You love to golf. So here's the would you rather. Would you rather fish naked or golf naked?
Oh, I'd rather fish naked.
Yeah. Have you ever done that before?
No. I fish without a shirt on.
Okay. That golfing naked will be pretty hard, though. That's a lot going on.
Why you say that?
It's a lot of moving parts.
There's a lot of moving parts.
Swing.
You better
Plus,
look
it's
out.
It's too dangerous for me to golf naked.
Yeah.
It's dangerous? Why?
Here it comes. Yeah, here it comes.
I'm holding that club down there. I got a lot of stuff in the way, so.
Okay. Would you rather... Would you rather have a hidden bank account or have a secret residence? Have a hidden bank account or a secret residence? Mm.
Well, I got both of it.
What happened?
Uh-oh. What inside happened? Voice.
Mm-mm. My rewind.
Man. Come on.
Rewind.
My man.
My inside my voice.
Go ahead, Julie and Steve. Y'all go and answer that question. Man.
Uh-huh.
No, why would we answer you? Your you answer. Just answered it for. Why would we answer? Let's stay right here.
I didn't finish. I did not finish my statement.
Well, finish
okay.
it.
I'm not.
Gosh, you have a secret bank account.
Okay.
You'd rather have a secret bank account.
Can you tell me why?
All right.
Please, because I might need to get
it. Is anything
so
going
you can
wrong?
Have some money of your own.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Would you rather swap suits with Kirk Franklin, or would you rather swap suits with Shaq? Tommy, you go first.
Yeah, let me hear this here.
See, this was written for me, and I don't like that. Yes, this was written directly for me.
Just go on, put Kirk Franklin suit on. Stay out there. I'm gonna take that suit.
I'm gonna go and put Kirk suit on.
Down.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, I can't open up Kirk clothes enough.
Is this suit gonna have me dancing everywhere I go? Is it what kind of suit?
That's today's round. Of Would you rather? We'll come back to close out the show at 49 minutes after the hour. Right after this.
Yeah, I would.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free.
ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Here we are, last break of the day, guys. And it is time for Steve to take us home with some closing remarks. What you got for us,
you know what?
Steve?
We had the chairman of the DNC on today, Mr. Jamie Harrison. And he was talking about the election and the importance of us voting. And he really pointed out a lot of attributes of the Biden administration that I didn't even know. I mean, the obvious one, of course, was the first black woman appointed to the Supreme Court. I knew that. But when you stack it up, he's also bought the first black woman vice president of the United States, the first black woman to become a Supreme Court justice. In 3 years, he has appointed 35 black women as judges nationwide. Of all of the judges he has appointed, 35% of them have been African Americans. 35% of all the judges. Do you understand the importance of having judges who look like us, who would be simply a little bit more fairer when hearing these cases, for making these rulings? That's a major contribution that this man has made to us. Now listen, I know y'all sick of this election mess already because it was just 4 years ago. But we are up against it, y'all. And they are going to play on our fatigue and they are going to play with our disillusionment in government. But it ain't cause of the Biden administration. While y'all sitting up here trying to point out what they ain't done, have you ever thought about what they have done? Have you ever thought that black wealth is up 60%? It's the largest increase for black Americans on record today. Did you know that? That's under the Biden administration. Remember when Trump was running and he was talking about all this infrastructure stuff he was going to do? Airports, planes, trains. He did not pass a one single thing. Not a one. Black small businesses are booming. Black business ownerships have more than doubled since the pandemic. That's under the Biden administration. So why are y'all talking about what they ain't? Have y'all taken notice of what they are? See, man, y'all need to quit looking at social media for your news and start going and find out some of these facts. Get off TikTok and YouTube and IG, Biden falling on the bike, Biden old. Trump old, too. Trump's ass is old, too, and he's immoral. Biden don't have to pay off no hoes. Biden ain't paying off strippers and porno stars. Biden ain't in tax trouble. Biden ain't lied to the banks over $384 million in fraudulent loans. Biden ain't done none of this. But y'all gonna sit up here and let this man get back in office again because you think he cool. Donald Trump ain't cool. Donald Trump is for Donald Trump. Y'all make me sick with this mess, man. So since we always talking about, let me point out something else to you. Do you know that under the Biden administration that he has taken action to address student loan debt and has forgiven over $136 billion in debt relief? That's under his administration. Do you know that the Trump administration trying to take that back? Do you understand? Are y'all going to sit up here, man? Do you understand that black people have enrolled in the health care 50% more from 2020 to 2022? That started with Obamacare, the Health Care Act. The one that they said they was going to repeal and replace Obamacare. Do you know how many of y'all wouldn't have insurance today? Man, y'all need to wake up. Stop this here. Now, let me get to this point right here. They are trying to remove us and take us out of history books. See, white folks don't want you talking about slavery because it reminds them of how foul and evil their forefathers are and how they continue to practice some of those same practices. But now we have to remember a part of our history, too. How many of us died for us to have the right to vote? Now, those of us that sitting out here talking about staying home, So now you're going to help them erase our history. Have you not forgotten how many of us died so we could vote? Now you're going to stay your ass at home and ignore the sacrifices of our ancestors and what our ancestors had to do. You're going to stay home and vote. Why? Because you're tired. Why? Because it got on your nerves. Because you don't believe in politics no more. This is the system we got, man. I tell you what, they believe in politics. They believe in politics so much that because they are the Republican Party, they gonna vote for their party line. And they don't give a damn that the person they putting in office is immorally corrupt, that he done broke the law, that he's been found guilty, that he almost ruined these black girls' lives down here, him and the talking about they were part of this fraudulent behavior and almost ruined this black family down here. Had to pay that sister and her mama all that money. And they still suffering. Y'all act like y'all don't remember, man, what history is. But keep on, because they know what history is. That's why they want to take us out the history books. But now you're going to help them by not voting. So we're going to ignore the fact of the people of our ancestors who gave up their lives so we could vote. Y'all, I know you're tired of it. I know you're sick of it. But we got to get to the polls again. And we got to stop this foolishness, because we're bigger than that. We won the election last time, and we can do it again. Politics ain't perfect, but somebody on that poll should not be president. And I think you know who it is. Those are my closing remarks. See y'all.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.